This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. According to a report in today's Los Angeles Times, Iraqi looters carted off explosives from the Al-Qaqa weapons depot as outnumbered U.S. troops watched. Reports of the missing explosives became an issue during the last week of the presidential campaign. The Pentagon has suggested that looting from Al-Qaqa took place when Saddam Hussein was still in power, before U.S. troops arrived on the scene. But the LA Times report, based on accounts from U.S. Army reservists and National Guardsmen, says looting at Al-Qaqa took place over several weeks after Baghdad fell. Mark Mazzetti wrote today's story. And Mark, talk a bit about your sources for this story. They're not named. Who talked to you and what units were they serving with?
I spoke to several members of two combat support units, they call them in the military. And they were one National Guard unit based out of Arizona, called the 258th Rear Area Operations Center, and another, the 317th, based in Wiesbaden, Germany. And they're an Army Reserve unit.
The chronology is important here. Baghdad falls on April 9th. There was this TV footage that emerged from a Minneapolis TV station from April 18th, when the 101st Airborne Division arrived on the scene and searched the site, found explosives, but left the site unsecured. So the accounts that you're talking about would have been after that.
Right. And the soldiers I talked to came in after frontline combat troops were there. They were there, in essence, to try to secure the facility. They didn't have an order to do it, but they were on a patrol and they saw the looting taking place, and they tried to get some grip on what was happening there. But as they told me, it was so chaotic, and they really were outnumbered. They at one point sent a message or several messages up to commanders in Baghdad telling them about the facility, and according to them, they got no response.
Is there any way of noting of the explosives that they say they saw being looted? Were these the powerful explosives that have been talked about in such detail, or was it something else possibly?
We don't know, and they couldn't confirm. The important thing about that that Minnesota TV report on April 18th was that it showed the IAEA seals, which were sealing HMX, this very powerful explosive. The seals were still in place on April 18th, meaning that a lot of these weapons in question were most likely at the facility after Baghdad fell. The soldiers I talked to said that they never could confirm if it was HMX or RDX. But one thing that they did find was that Iraqis were driving off in trucks with bags marked hexamine, which they didn't know what hexamine was. They got back to base. They did an internet search, searching for a hexamine, and saw that it was this actual precursor to HDX. It was something that was pretty powerful that, as one soldier I talked to said, it's something you don't smoke around.
How many looters did they say were on the scene? How big an operation was this?
Their accounts differ. Some say there were as many as 100 trucks at the facility the last day the U.S. soldiers were there. So anywhere from 100 to 300 people during the time they were there.
Paul Bremer, the former head of the Coalition Provisional Authority, said in an interview last week, I can tell you that there was basically no traffic moving on any of the streets except American military traffic. Moving 380 tons of explosives would have taken dozens, maybe scores of trucks. That kind of activity we would have noticed and we would have seen. How does that jibe with the account that you're telling of potentially 100 trucks lined up at this site carting off explosives?
It sounds like the explosives at the facility were taken over a period of time of maybe a month. And that Iraqis in pickup trucks or in small vehicles, they may not have taken all the 380 tons of the explosive in question, but they were able to do it as a much more sort of uncoordinated operation.
Mark, what has the Pentagon said about the stories from these reservists and guardsmen that you're talking about here?
The Pentagon spokeswoman I talked to for the story didn't specifically address the accounts, but they did say that we take this very seriously. This is an issue that concerns us because it may involve explosives being used against our troops. So it's something that they're looking into. It's an ongoing investigation.
Mark Mazzetti is defense correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. Mark, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.